And joining me this afternoon in the KRVS studios are Rudy Eisenzoff and Patricia Drury Sidman, who are here to talk about a new production of Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, an actually extremely new production, not just to Lafayette, but it's a new concept of Chekhov, and in particular, this play. It's by Chekhov, but it was retranslated, rewritten, reimagined by Annie Baker, and that was actually just recently performed in the past year. So we're on the cutting edge once again in Lafayette and the world of theater, and you two are involved in this amazing production that is being put on by Acting Unlimited Incorporated. It will open this coming Thursday at Theater 810. And we were talking before we went on the air, and neither one of you all have been in a Chekhov play before.
Nope.
Had you ever been attracted to the idea of Chekhov? What did you think about Chekhov? Did you circle him, or just Rudy? Did you just not have an opportunity?
Just the opportunity was never there.
Mm-hmm. And Patricia, did you?
I actually shared the prejudice that a lot of people have, thinking Chekhov is all dark, gloomy Russian tragedy, which it isn't at
Snow,
all.
Snow, the steppes, you know, dark
gray.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I had seen a wonderful production of The Cherry Orchard at one time. So, you know, I was interested, but no opportunity came along until now.
All right. And we have this opportunity here in Lafayette, and an opportunity not only again for Chekhov, but for this very new, very remarkable reimagining of Chekhov. So what convinced you to audition for this play, Rudy?
Marie Delahousset.
You say that with such emphasis. Marie is a force.
Yeah.
She was extremely excited that Acting Unlimited would do this production. What did she talk to you about Uncle Vanya or this particular production?
Oh yeah. She's very passionate about everything that has to do with Acting Unlimited. Mm-hmm. And especially something like this. And you know, being an actor, when the opportunity comes along to do Chekhov or Shakespeare or anything like that, you have to jump on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, was there something about this character and the way Marie presented it to you? Was there something about – because you play Vanya. You play Uncle Vanya in this production. Was there something about him that attracted you?
I hate to say that we're really not that different.
It was different. Marie. Oh, you and Vanya. Okay.
Yeah. I mean
okay,
just the fact that we're both, you know, Vanya in the play is 47. I'm the same age.
Mm-hmm,
The whole midlife crisis event that happens with Vanya in the play, and just that, I could see him where an actor would play him as a complete sad sack, depressed, just wants to kill himself kind of guy. But that's not who he is. And I wanted to make sure that got brought out, and hopefully I did or do.
Well, we'll talk more about Vanya in a moment, but you've used the word depressing. Patricia used the word dark. That there are these elements that one assumes are in certain characters or in Chekhov. What is it about this production? We've said that this is a reimagining, a remaking of Uncle Vanya. What did they do? What did Annie Baker do to this production?
Well, I think she went back to what Chekhov actually intended, because he saw it as a comedy. It's been performed as a tragedy over the 20th century, but he actually wrote it with an eye towards the humor in human frailties and human mistakes. And there are some very funny lines. What she did is write them in such a way that the humor would come across to a modern audience.
So Chekhov might have been really surprised for almost a century at seeing one of his plays, that they were presented in this rather depressing, dark way, that he would have felt that there was more humor than the way we've been playing it for a long time. Probably.
Maybe. He probably would have thought that would – I don't know. I can't speak for Chekhov.
I found it interesting.
But you know, he knows both are in there, because they are. In life, there's both humor and tragedy. Mm-hmm. And he's a very astute observer of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that she went through an interesting process to get it to this point. Describe the process that she
did.
Well,
as I understand it, someone else did a literal translation of the Russian, just word for word, without any regard to how it would sound in contemporary language. And then Annie Baker, who also can read Russian, took that literal translation and reshaped it with phrasing that would mean something the same to a modern ear rather than an ear from the 19th century. So she's trying to capture the original character the way the Russian was written.
And interestingly, both of you commented that even though she has retranslated and reworked it, just reading the words on page don't quite bring it to the level that it's acclaimed for, that it's actually taking it off the page and running with it and acting those words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The comedy is in the absurdity of the situation that they've put themselves in. It's not anything that just happened to them. They have created this circumstance that they're in, and that's what's funny.
Well, let's talk about that circumstance. It's obviously called Uncle Vanya, so it is focused on your character, Rudy.
I don't know if it's actually focused on my character. Okay. It's you know how you say when a house guest comes, they stink after so many days. Well, that's kind of what's happening here.
So you've arrived on the scene.
They're in my house.
They're in your house.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for those people in our audience who don't know the story of Uncle Vanya, can you just kind of give us a little sketch?
Uncle Vanya is – they live on a Russian estate, country estate. And his father bought this estate, and it was to be a dowry for Vanya's sister. Well, his sister married this professor from Moscow. His sister passed away, and now the professor and his new wife have come to the estate to live. And comedy ensues.
So Uncle Vanya is ensconced at the estate.
Yeah.
And he has to be extracted in order for them to live or just live in communion with this couple. That is not determined.
I don't want to give too much away.
All right.
So it's
but they're all there.
Yes.
Vanya and his niece and his mother, whom I play, and a permanent house guest and a maid, and then the professor and his new wife.
Well, and don't forget about Waffles.
And then, yeah. That's
Waffles, whose uncle actually owned the estate before.
Originally.
Yeah.
Is that a direct translation from the Russian Waffles? Is that what he was called?
He was called something pejorative,
something, yeah.
But comes across like this. And then there is the character of Dr. Astrov, who is the one that Chekhov himself identified with, who is the doctor to these people and comes and goes and has been a fixture for a while and also plays a role in these events.
Yes, and the first actor to play Dr. Astrov was Stanislavski.
The famous, the method of.
Yeah.
Well, now Chekhov actually was a doctor. He was trained as a doctor.
Yeah, he grew up dirt poor. 3 years prior to the serfs being emancipated, his grandfather purchased their way out of serfdom. He paid his way through the university by writing short stories and became a doctor and did amazing and wonderful things for the people of Russia.
So he had a very close opportunity to observe all different levels of society in Russia, having come from serfs and working as a doctor and then moving in higher artistic circles.
And his view of the class that these people are is what makes this
so funny.
Well,
let's address this humor. Humor, you mentioned that you have a great cast that does humor really well, but that a lot of this comes out of the language and the situation. So describe that. What makes it funny to you all?
Well, these are people that are constantly complaining about not having money, but they live in a 26-room mansion.
So their perspective is slightly absurd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how do they express this? You're the mother, so you must be a real big part of this expressing.
Oh, I'm pretty much an airhead.
Well, your character is called Maria.
Maria.
So you're Vanya's mother and the deceased sister's mother.
But and in addition, totally enamored of the intellectual world of Moscow and just pretty much trying to hang on to that even if I do live out in the country.
She was the wife of a senator.
Yeah.
Vanya's father was a senator.
Okay.
And so from the upper classes of Moscow still in her mind, she's still there.
And are you on the side of your once son-in-law who is the professor?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. You want to retain that air of not just aristocracy but of scholarliness.
And, intellectual stimulation.
Okay. And is Vanya on the other side?
Yeah.
That was a pause.
By the time we get to this play, yeah.
Yeah.
But not his whole life.
I mean, and there's another little kink in here, too, when it comes to Yelena.
Okay.
Which is the professor's wife.
The new wife, of course.
Very young, of course. Beautiful, smart.
Who is coming to Uncle Vanya's domain.
Attractive.
Uncle Vanya's domain.
Pastrov's
domain. The professor's domain.
This sounds like
not the country.
This sounds like this has been fun for you all, the whole process of
it. Oh, yeah.
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 Now, has your sense of the story evolved from the beginning? You've been working on this, rehearsing it for what, about 3 months now?
Yeah, yeah.
Since early November.
How has your sense of the story evolved? Because you said there are complexities to it and that you're always unearthing new meanings.
Yeah, I mean, my view of Vanya from the beginning to the end has evolved from, you know, just thinking that this was a guy going through a midlife crisis to the fact that it's much deeper than that. You know, this man, he sacrificed a lot to take care of this property, to take care of his family, his mother, and essentially to take care of the professor. And he gets to the point where he doesn't feel appreciated. And then it blows up. It blows up. It's kind of like when you have somebody that you admire that lives a distance away, and as long as they stay that distance, it's okay to keep admiring them. But when you get to actually meet them and realize they're not who you thought they were.
And they might be living on your little island of a Russian
estate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of lose the color there.
Sort of like a Russian Gilligan's Island. I don't know. As you were describing that.
Well, I mean, you could think of it that way because they're out in the country.
The professor, the beautiful wife.
Yeah, there are some of the same characters.
He was a precursor. And if you are tuning in, we are talking about Chekhov's play, Uncle Vanya, which is one of a handful of plays that is in continual production around the world. Chekhov died in his 40s, I believe, but created an amazing body of work, including short stories, as you said, is sometimes called the father of the short story.
Short story, yeah.
And these plays, including Uncle Vanya, that are continuing to be produced. But this production is a new version by Annie Baker, and we are getting to see that here in Lafayette. My guests, Rudy Eisenzoff and Patricia Jury Sidman, are acting in the play. And so you've described yourself as kind of an airhead, but do you find that the alliances keep shifting throughout the play?
Oh, absolutely.
So
I was being facetious.
Okay.
I mean, there's every relationship is got some complexity to it. And we are still discovering. I mean, just last night, Jason Petijan, who plays Astroff, said, I just figured out why he's mad in this one scene.
Why he's mad.
Why he's angry. Mm-hmm. And we've read this thing dozens of times, mm-hmm. and we're still discovering. And I'm still discovering who Maria is and what it is that's motivating her in each scene, how she relates to Vanya, what she thinks about. We changed the relationship between Vanya and Maria about 2 weeks ago when it dawned on both of us that we'd miss something. So this is all in the text. It's all there. Chekhov had all of this. It's taking us time to realize everything he was aware of.
I was going to say it's like that. In the very first scene of the first act, Vanya says to the effect that ever since the professor and his spouse moved here, things have gone totally haywire. And then at the very end of the play, Astroff says things have got back to normal. So everything that happens is not normal. And it's
– boy, is it ever not normal.
It's not normal.
Throughout the play until you finally get to the conclusion.
Yeah,
not normal.
There are some very insane things that happen.
Because of the collection of personalities and hopes and dreams that are all collected on this estate during this time. So what is it that – and I think people who are not actors, don't participate in theater, find that unusual, what you're describing of coming to understand something new this late in the rehearsal process to the point where you can change a certain relationship. Where does that come from? Is it your director? Is it just saying the lines so many times that you have a revelation? How does that happen?
A lot of times an actor will say a line a different way than what they've said in the previous rehearsals, and that makes something click into your response to them.
And, so a different expression in the voice or
or you start, like we started to feel the energy of a scene and said, something doesn't feel right here. Mm-hmm. What else is in here? And start asking questions. And then, oh, maybe if. And we do it a different way and it clicks.
Well, it's like in the beginning, you're getting used to the words. You're getting the words in your mouth so that you're getting off book. And once that happens and you can start really playing with the language is when you really start to make the discoveries.
And Walter Brown is directing mm-hmm. the play. How much interaction does the director – what is Walter's experience? He's not here to tell us. but this is a very, very new production. It's kind of experimental. How has his response and relationship been to
play
the actors?
Well, he's a very experienced mm-hmm. director. Mm-hmm. And what he did wonderfully was keep – drawing out the motivation every little step. You know, why would he say that? Why would he do that? What do you think's going on when she walks over there? Why would she pick that up? He would just ask those questions and make us think more deeply about what was happening in each scene. He's very good at pinpointing all the little minutia and nuances that are happening, mm-hmm. even with the minor characters.
Really creating a very three-dimensional experience mm-hmm. that it's not just flat. You don't just repeat the words that you're given on a page, but that there are so many things behind it.
Yeah, I mean, and he's the kind of – he had a vision in the beginning of where he wanted the play to go. And he would direct us towards that goal. But Walter's so good at making discoveries within the play itself and then changing the direction. And a lot of times that's where we've noticed these changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is a process of discovery for all of you. Even though Walter is an extremely experienced director, this is a very, very new version of Uncle Vanya, not one that many directors have worked with before.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
Maybe only
one or two.
One or two.
Yeah. It opened last June, I think.
Yeah.
So extremely new.
Plus, he's very good at just letting his cast discover things and saying, well, let's try it. And then if it works, it works. And you know, he does do a collaborative development process, even though he does have the vision and knows what he's doing.
Well, let's mention that cast. You mentioned one other, Jason Petitjean, but who are the other cast members who are playing the major roles?
Jessica Juklar is playing Yelena, the wife of the professor, and Doc Wiltz is playing Serebryakov, the professor. Debbie Arduin plays Marina, who's the housekeeper and nanny who holds everybody down onto the planet. Steve Benelli plays a character named Telyagin, whose family originally owned this land and who still lives there. And then we had a cast change. Another major character is Sonia, Vanya's niece, that was originally going to be played by Leslie Ann Whitman, but she had to drop out due to illness, and Elaine Kibido has picked up that role and done
amazingly
with it. I mean, she only had a few days' notice, and she's ready to go.
Yeah.
And the niece, this is the daughter of the professor and your sister.
Right.
Correct.
You're right.
Okay.
It's the professor's daughter, right. Maria's granddaughter.
Sounds like she plays a very key role.
Yeah. So you have the dynamic of Vanya and Yelena, Astroff and Yelena, Vanya and Astroff, Vanya and the professor, Yelena and Sonia and Astroff. Sonia, you can't.
I think we're going to need a chalkboard here with a diagram.
Pretty much.
This always happens with Russian stories.
Well, and that's the other thing that's good about this play. The only way you can really tell that it's Russian is, well, the fact that it's written by Chekhov, but is the names.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Take the names out, and you would swear it was, you know, here and made here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the story is it's timeless.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think probably if you go to New York, you could probably see a Chekhov play at any time.
Yeah.
There's probably one running all the time that, yes, those are timeless relationships and, mm-hmm. and timeless expressions of desire and greed and jealousy and mm-hmm. all of the basic human emotions.
And it's kind of emerging here. I understand UL is going to do a production of The Cherry Orchard pretty soon. So we've got a couple of Chekhov things emerging here, too.
The Year of Chekhov in Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Well, you all are opening Uncle Vanya this Thursday at Theater 810. How long will it run?
Well, it runs and actually we're doing a show on Wednesday.
Okay. Is this an open dress rehearsal or is
– Well, it's kind of like that. It's going to be a pay-what-you-can kind of show.
Preview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Because we've had some requests from some actors involved in other performances that are happening at the same time that they'd like to see it. So that's going to be Wednesday. It runs through – Saturday with a Sunday matinee, and then next Thursday through Saturday.
Okay, so 2 weekends, basically, mm-hmm. you have mm-hmm. to see this. And when you mention the pay what you can, I'm sure that's a great evening for students to go and see the play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any high school or college students.
Mm-hmm. This actually would be a great thing for students to see, so mm-hmm. they can get a whole new perspective on Chekhov.
Well, Chekhov is often in their anthologies,
yeah.
Both in high school and college. So tomorrow evening, there's a pay-as-you-can. What time does that start?
7:30.
And do you need to reserve a ticket?
No, I don't think so.
Just show
so,
up tomorrow
probably
evening.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to give a call.
Okay.
The number is 484-0172. Just in case, I mean, it's a small theater, so mm-hmm. just in case there's more people than we can accommodate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So and they can also go on the AUI Vanya. Eventbrite.com.
And you can order
tickets.
And
you can order tickets through there.
Okay. And so the formal opening will be on Thursday evening,
mm-hmm.
and it will run through the weekend. Only about 50 seats, so it is really a good idea to call ahead.
Yeah.
That place has been sold out often. So this is for Uncle Vanya. It's by Chekhov, but this is a new version by Annie Baker that only opened in this country in the summertime, in June. And it is being produced here in Lafayette by Acting Unlimited Incorporated. My guests are in the play. Rudy Eisenzoff is playing Vanya, and Patricia Drury Sidman is Maria, the mother. So I want to address just this humor again, because you've both said that initial reactions to Chekhov or something Russian can be that it's long, it's all the things that people might respond to. So what is it that you found the funniest about your character or the play, Patricia?
Well, I started discovering that some of it is sarcasm, and you don't necessarily see that in the page, mm-hmm, on the page. Mm-hmm. But then if you realize that there's something really ironic, I mean, saying, I'll be subtle, and then 2 seconds later blurting something out. Well, that's funny. But when you just read it, it doesn't immediately strike you. It's when you see the contrast in what people say and what they do. Sarcasm, when it's not really a serious response, it's actually quite sarcastic. And then there's a lot of throwing dirty looks around. I get to do a lot of that.
Which doesn't show up on the page.
Doesn't show up on the page, no. But it tells you what's happening.
So that's one of your strategies in the play.
Yes.
Yes, dirty looks. And does Maria have a lot of sarcasm, or she just has sort of an attitude?
More of an attitude. Some of the other characters get more of the sarcasm, mm-hmm. unfortunately. I love mm-hmm. to do that. But
she spends a lot of time trying to ground Vanya. And is not very successful at it.
Trying to get him to snap out of it.
And so snap out of what? What is your...
His midlife crisis.
Well, I'm jealous of the professor because of the fact that he's a professor, and it's something that I probably could have done if I hadn't sacrificed everything to take care of this home, and I'm not getting thanked by anybody, and everybody thinks the professor's just this wonderful, great guy, and I know he's not, but, you know, I got to play along. I'm in love with this very young woman, at least superficially at first. And, you know, it's never going to happen because I'm old. I'm 47. I'm very old and I'm very poor. And I live in this 26-room mansion and life is just terrible. And I just don't know what to do with myself.
And we can see your mother has her work cut out
yeah.
to try and get you out of this. So what's funny about your character? Where does the humor come in?
I think it's also in the sarcasm.
Okay, and your responses.
Yeah,
and
the relationship that Jason and I have developed with Astrov and Vanya is, to me, one of the best relationships that I formed in a play yet.
Now, he is not the professor.
He plays Dr. Astrov.
Dr. Astrov, okay.
And just the banter that we have, the relationship that we have, it's – you can tell they've been best friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And our scenes are hilarious.
They get drunk together. They blurt out stuff they wouldn't say otherwise. They
yeah.
are wonderful together.
All right. And does this – so who says the line, everything's all right, everything's back to normal? Is that
That's
the professor?
That's Astrov in the beginning.
That's Astrov. Okay.
Yeah. And just
– we can hear the weight in your voice. I'm sure people are hearing your pain here.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of it – and the comedy is in that,
mm-hmm.
into
mm-hmm.
watching somebody else's pain. Especially mm-hmm. this ridiculous pain that this man has brought on himself. And it's exactly what – no one has done this to him. It's all in his head. It's just mm-hmm. – he's crazy.
So do you feel that the audience – well, it's hard to say. You haven't opened yet. But is Do you know much about how audiences have responded to this Vanya? Is there sympathy for this? Now that the language is more colloquial, a little more understandable?
I would say no.
No, they don't understand you better.
I'm hoping that when they see this, mm-hmm. yeah, by the end of the play, they'll have sympathy for me. They'll understand where I'm coming from.
But
if I do my job.
Mm-hmm. The journey will be rocky.
Yeah. If I do my job, they'll see. They'll see why I go mm-hmm. off the edge.
They'll understand.
Yeah.
And do you feel – what happens to Maria in her journey, her process?
She's just – you know – She
Does
needs
she
for Vanya to take care of this land because otherwise she
can't do it herself.
She can't do it herself, and she's so it's a one big long snap out of it.
She's got to get him to that end point
and just get through it, but not really get her feet entirely on the ground. Just you know, keep the roof over my head, give me my tea, have a little food, and stop fussing, and we'll be fine. But these are such human characters, I think, to the extent that the audience can recognize themselves. And it's almost impossible not to because there's so much humanity
in
each
character.
And
at least one of these characters.
It starts to get funny because you're laughing at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're laughing. You've made the same mistake. You've done the same dumb things at some point.
Well, this sounds like a great opportunity for people to encounter Russian literature or perhaps to return to it if you've thought it has been a little dark before. This is Annie Baker's version of Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. It will open in Lafayette this Thursday, actually tomorrow evening, pay as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Great, again, for students and people who need to pay as they can. That's tomorrow at 7:30, and then it will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then there will be a Sunday matinee this weekend. You can go to the website, the Eventbrite website, or you can call Theater 810 for availability of tickets. Well, Uncle Vanya, we look forward to getting you to the end of that process and enjoying the humor along the way. My guest, Rudy Eisenzoff, plays Vanya in Uncle Vanya, and Patricia Drury Sidman is playing Maria, the mother in Uncle Vanya. This is by Acting Unlimited Incorporated, and we'll be at Theater 810. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.